Star FM.
But it's time to catch up with all the latest Big Brother news.
And this morning we've got the latest evictee. Dave, how you doing?
Yes, really well. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. You're out of the house. How's it feeling?
It's very surreal. I've been meeting a lot of people on the streets and getting a lot of positive feedback, surprisingly. So I'm absolutely loving it and really enjoying the ride that's been happening.
What do people say when they actually meet you on the street?
Honestly, I've all positive so far, and I really appreciate it. A lot of screams, and it's like honestly nothing I ever expected. I'm getting a lot of "I wish you were still in the house," mm-hmm. but honestly, I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm just enjoying the ride, and I wouldn't be able to experience this if I was still in there. So each moment is special for me.
Do you ever like think like if someone says, "I wish you were still in the house," it's all right, I'll come around to your place?
Yeah, I've had a lot of offers for breakfast and dinners. So,
really?
Maybe I will get around to some people's houses for a feed here and there.
Sounds like you could just get to have a free lunch, breakfast and dinner for the rest of the year. That'd be quite a good money
sure
saver.
Beats staples, so yeah, I'm definitely keen to do that.
Hey, Dave, you entered the house, you had this massive beard. Is goal number one now that you're out to grow that sucker back?
No, not at all. It's too hot for a beard over the summer.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that.
And it was only a part of my life for 2 weeks in the house, and let's say another 9 was short and stubble, so that's what got me as far as that in the house, so let's respect that and continue the ride that Australia saw my face with the majority of it, though.
Right, mate. And you described your relationship with Sky as something like, I don't have someone like Sky in my circle of friends. We're different ends of the spectrum. Curiously, what end of the spectrum do you reckon you're on yourself?
Spectrum I looked at is age and maturity. I'm not the most mature person in the world, but compared to Sky, I'm at one end and she's at the other end of that spectrum.
Mate, you're talking to one of the most immature guys ever, so we'll get along fine.
Excellent. Am I coming around for breakfast?
Yeah. Oh, you got another free meal. You're just milking it.
Excellent. You got to, buddy. You've got to do what you can.
Dave, you were nicknamed Strategy Dave. How are you coping with that?
Absolutely loving it. Playing up to it a little bit because, you know, I didn't self-appoint myself Strategy Dave. It was given to me, but I just remember there was somebody, when I was on stage with Sonia, there was somebody holding up their phone and it was they had an LED of Strategy Dave just scrolling across it. So I can't believe how much it's taken off. It's all a bit of fun. Just run with it. Have a bit of fun with things like that, I say.
Yeah, you just gotta own it. That's what you gotta do.
Exactly.
I think you should start a website, Strategy Dave Does Dinner, and then you can just like have everybody inviting you to dinner through the website.
Oh, I'd never have to eat again, hey. This is fantastic.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for joining us this morning, Dave.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks to all of Australia out there who threw votes my way. I had a great time. Jump on Instagram and look for Real Life Dave. He's the guy that is now continuing this ride.
Plug, 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 plug. Awesome. Good on you, Dave. We'll chat to you next time.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
Star FM.